Thank you for waiting so patiently.
Siyabonga ukuthi nilinde ngokubekezela.
Papa's work was amongst the Zulus.
Umsebenzi kaba wasemthunzini ubu umsebenzi ubu ngaphakathi kwabakwaZulu.
A big friend of the mission was uNdunankulu.
Umhlobo omkhulu wemishini beku uNdunankulu.
Papa and uNdunankulu were born in the same year.
Ubaba semthunzini kanye noNdunankulu wakwaZulu umntwana aphinde angene bebezwalwe ngonyaka owodwa.
They had the same amount of children.
Isibalo seyingane zabo abayizele besilingana.
And not so long ago, we had to go to his funeral.
Akudala kakhulu ke kwadinga ukuthi sihambe siye kuyofihla umntwana kaphinda angena.
They called themselves twins.
Bona bobabili bebeyibiza ukuthi bangamawele.
And now Papa is lying here in front of us.
Namhlanje sesila ubaba semthunzini swelele la phambi kwethu.
How privileged we are that his oldest son can be in our midst today.
Kuyinhlanhla enkulu nakuthina kakhulu ukuthi umntwana indodana yakhe endala umntwana aphinde angene umntwana uzuzifa bephakathi kwethu namhlanje.
And also a queen of the previous king is with us. But
samkele futhi noNdlunkulu wakwaLinduZulu okhona phakathi kwethu.
I can't do proper introductions. I'm not used to it.
Kodwa ke nokho angikwazi ukuthi ngamukele kahle abantu angijwayele.
That's why I've asked Baba Ngubane to do the welcoming.
Yikho sicele ubambomvu ukuthi kube uyena ozosenzela ukwamukela.
Mphathi wohlelo,
program director.
Kuyinhlanhla kimi ukuthi ngimelana kulolu suku olufana nalolu namhlanje.
It is a privilege for me to be here in front of you in a day such as this one of today.
Inhliziyo idabukile kodwa ngokolunye uhlangothi siyajabula futhi.
My heart is sad, but on the other hand, we're happy.
Idabukiso ukuthi ukubona obaba behamba phakathi kwethu ngalendlela.
Our hearts are sad to see our fathers leaving us behind in this way.
Kodwa kusijabulisayo ukwazi ukuthi basenkosini.
But what makes us happy is to know that they are with the Lord.
Sithanda ukuthi sinamukele nonke enifikile.
We would like to welcome all of you who have come to be with us here today.
Kodwa ngiqale lapha ekuthenini sibonga ukuhlonipheka okukhulu ukuthi lolu suku sibe nendlunkulu yakithi. Sithobeke kakhulu ukuthi sibone uNdlunkulu wakanongoma esigodlweni uLinduZulu ephakathi kwethu. Siyabonga uNdlunkulu kwinduduzo enkulu ukubona uphakathi kwethu.
But firstly, we are very honored to have the royal household being with us today, that we could have the Queen of LinduZulu to be here today. We are very happy and we welcome her.
Sijabula ngenye indlela, sijabula futhi ukuthi sekufike uShenge indodana yomhlobo nomngane yalabo baba bobabili asebeshile ubaba umfundisi nobaba semthunzini
and we
uNkulunkulu shenge siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi nibe kanye nathi esikhathini esifana nalesi esinzima ubukhona benu buzosinikeza amandla busiqunga isibindi
and would also like to welcome Shenge, the son of Prince Buthelezi, His Royal Highness Prince Uzifa, who's also here with his wife. We welcome them in our midst.
Pambansile, Mangwele Mumva, Lapana, Winzungulu, Inzunguli Hamba, and Abantuan, Konabantuan, our central Kulaba corner, Sichabula Kulu, Guti, Babe Corner, Gongjalo, Nashenge, Nunzungulu, Kukona Abakamaka Kone Kaiwa. Kwaphinda ngene sibonga kakhulu ukuthi nibe kanye nathi kulesi sikhathi.
The Queen is also here with the princess and another prince. We welcome them, and also from Kwaphinda ngene there are others who are accompanying them. We welcome them.
Sithanda futhi ukuthi samukele ubaba umfundisi bambiza ukuthi uKenan babumbatha kade sina nje lapha eduzane sinomhlangano wabefundisi ezikhulumi emhlanganweni engomunye wayekhulumi emhlanganweni wabafundisi ebesinawo ngoMarch.
We also so happy to have with us Reverend Mbatha. He has the title of Canon Mbatha. And just recently, he was one of the guest speakers at our ministers' conference. He's a great friend of ours, and we are so glad to help welcome him in our midst.
Babu Shandu, sibonga kakhulu ukuthi uyinike ithuba namhlanje usuku lwangesonto. Siyazi ukuthi nibhizi kakhulu, kodwa ukuthi wahlukanise lesi sikhathi ukuthi uzoba kanye nathi, uzolila kanye nathi. Akusiyona into encane, uNkulunkulu akubusise.
Baba Shandu, thank you so much. We know Sundays are days where you are busy, where you have commitments, but thank you so much for putting this time aside, being with us and being in mourning with us and supporting us in our grief.
Samukela wonke imndeni ethintekile njengomndeni umndeni wala obaba labe bethathe ngakhona umndeni waka clip ehe siyamukela kakhulu siyajabula ukuthi nikhona la lapha kwasiza abantu nabanye sijabula kakhulu ukuthi nifikile.
Also welcome to the family and also the wider family and also from the in-laws of Uncle Haino, and so we appreciated it so much that you are with us and everybody who has come to be with us on this day.
Sibukele futhi abazalwane bangapha emthunzini namaphethelo kwenyukuzo kuyoshala kongwavuma abafikile ukuthi babe khona la. Siyazi ukuthi ubaba indawo leza kade ehambela ebenzele inkonzo. Abazalwane bangapha siyabonga ukuthi nikhona phakathi kwethu.
Thank you very much to the brethren from Mtunzini, also from far up as far as Ngwavuma. We know those are the areas which Uncle Haino frequently visited, where he took services and he did missionary work there. So thank you so much also for being with us today.
Ukulwele ukulokuhle ubaba semthunzini. Ukulwele ukulokuhle.
I almost said Reverend Haino Steger, but Uncle Haino, as we know him, he fought the good fight of the faith.
Ulkishimile ibanga lakhe.
He has run his race.
Futhi akagijimanga nje uhambe ngokwethembeka.
Not only did he run, but he walked faithfully.
Ubambelele enkosini kukuhle kukubi.
He held on to the Lord. And he stood to his master through thick and thin.
Why konza inkosi sibuka? Hayi ukuthi wayikhonza ngasese, wayikhonza inkosi sibhekile ngamehlethu umuntu esemdala kodwa intshisekelo yakhe ukwenza umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
He served the Lord faithfully and wholeheartedly, not secretly somewhere in a corner, but openly, where all of us could observe that. And even in his old age, he did not relinquish, but he kept on to end with his face towards the goal.
Lokhu kusikhombisile, kusibonisile, kusho ukuthini ukubizwa.
And that demonstrated to us what it means to be called.
Uma uNkulunkulu ekubizile, ungabizwa ngomuntu, uzothembeka obizweni lwakho uNkulunkulu akubize ngalo.
If God has called you and it wasn't a human calling, you remain faithful to that and you stick to it right till the end.
Uhambe ubaba kwaze kwaba segcineni. Awu, usinikeza ugqozi namandla nomdlandla ukuthi nathi nansi inselelo phambi kwethu.
And he ran his race right till the end. And what a challenge to all of us who have remained behind, that we may say, what an encouragement that we too may follow in his footsteps.
Kodwa ke nonke sizweleni namukelekile, siyabonga ngobukhona benu.
But thank you so much to each and every one of you who is present for
being here. Bakhona nababanye ngibabona obabungema bengena lapha ya nonke siyanamukela mhlambe ngenzeka khona engababonanga sonke sizwele samukelekile kule nkonzo esiyihlonipha kakhulu inkonzo kaBaba semthunzini uNkulunkulu asembizile phakathi kwethu.
I do apologize if there's somebody whom I should have mentioned by name and I didn't do it. It's not my intention. So thank you to each and every one that you can be here at this service where we thank God for what he did in Uncle Heiner's life. Thank you.
We'd like Uncle Hans to come and open in prayer for us.
Cela u Uncle Hans umfundisi wase Romania ba eze azosivulela ngomthandazo.
He's from the Romanian branch and he's part of Kwasizabantu mission.
Qhamuka egatsheni lethu elile eRomania eliyingxenye yakwasiza abantu.
Herr Jesus, wir bitten dich, sei du jetzt in unserer Mitte.
Oh Jesus, we ask you to be with us and be amongst us.
Nkosi Jesu, siyacela ukuthi ube phakathi kwethu, ube kanye nathi.
Wir sind hier versammelt, Herr Jesus, in deinem Namen.
We are gathered, Lord, in your name.
Sihlangene Nkosi egameni lakho.
Wir haben deinen Namen gesehen im Leben deines Knechtes.
And we have even seen your name in the life of your servant.
Sibonile Nkosi negama lakho ngempilo ephilwe ilenciku yakho.
Herr Jesus, wie er gelaufen ist. Wie dir treu geblieben ist
and remained faithful to you.
Wa mankosi ethembekile kuwe.
Ist uns dein Name noch kostbarer geworden.
Through that your name has become to us even more precious.
Kale umpilo yakhe Nkosi kwenze igama lakho laba igugu kakhulu nakuthini.
Wir danken dir. Und bitten dich, segne auch diesen Dienst um dieses deines Namens willen.
We thank you for it and also pray that you would also bless the service through and because of your name and for your name's sake.
Siyakubonga Nkosi ngalokho, sicela futhi ukuba sibusisele le nkonzo ngenxa yegama lakho.
Amen.
On our hymn sheets, we've got a song The Zulu song Ikhaya Elihle.
Kuma program ethu kune culo lesiZulu elithi Ikhaya Elihle.
And we will sing that. Can somebody they come and lead us in song, please?
Bazoza basilekelela ukusihola silicula.
Sacela siphakame. Yegi khaya elihle nantiya silibona ngamehlo enhliziyo masinyane siyakulishiya izwe elingajabulisiyo khaya la
to one of the co-workers on behalf of the KwaZulu-Bantu congregation to address us.
Lelithuba sesizonikeza komunye wesebenzi ozokhuluma egameni lemishini yakwaZulu-Bantu.
Patubohlelo.
To the MC.
Dlunkulu khona. Indlunkulu.
The royal family present.
Kanye nabantwana bakaphindangene.
To the family of Prince Buthelezi.
Namasinyana khona.
To those younger members of the royal family.
Amabandla onke akhona namhlanje.
all the different congregations represented here today. All the co-workers of the Lord and those who worked together with Uncle Heiner.
Empeleni singathi kuwe imithi emkhulu.
Indeed, we can say that a great tree has fallen.
Uwe insika enkulu.
And a great pillar has fallen.
Siyazwela thini ukuthi njengesebenzi njengebandla besingakakhuli. Besingakakhuli.
We feel as a congregation that we are not yet mature enough to stand on our own.
Bekukuhle nje sinabo bebadala sibambe besihola besifundisa indlela yokumkhonza uNkulunkulu.
It was wonderful to have them and to have the assurance. We have our older fathers who are there to lead the way, to instruct us, and to go before us.
Benenhlanhla lezinyisebenzi abanjengoba bizondi sihamba siyale ngwavuma sihlome amatende khona sihamba naye umfundisi uStiki.
And we had the privilege, I had the privilege with some other co-workers like Mr. Zondi, where we would go with Uncle Heino and we'd go right up north to the Ngwavuma area. We would pitch tents there and hold evangelistic meetings.
And
we had that privilege because we were more used to going with Reverend Stegan, his brother, and then we also had that experience and privilege to be with him and to see how he did God's work.
Khalela kakhulu amabandla amagantsha abewahambela ey bazobezwe isikhala lesinathi esisizwayo.
Now I especially feel for the different congregations which he frequently visited and spent time with them. I think they will feel exactly that same that we feel.
Umkhumbula esethi umuntu umuntu umuntu.
I would remember him. He would say like that in that tone of voice.
Ngalezi ntsuku iphimbo lakhe ngilongathi ngiyalizwa mayese shumayele sejulile athi umuntu umuntu umuntu.
In these days his voice resounded in my ears and I would remember his voice and his tone of voice when he'd become very serious in his preaching and he would repeatedly say like that, umuntu.
And Reverend
Segan also had his peculiarities for which we knew him, like when he would say, or expressions when he would say, oh yeah.
So bakhumbula ngalawo magama nje mase bethi oya umuntu umuntu sele lokho enhlizweni zethu.
And those expressions that were just so distinct of them, of which we remember them, Reverend Stegan with oya and Uncle Heiner with umuntu umuntu umuntu.
Manje ubaba semthunzini akadidekanga kule ndlela.
Now Uncle Heino never got confused, never lost his way concerning this way.
Ubelokhu nje ibambile le ndlela.
He just held on to this way and he walked a straight road.
Bebambisene nomfowabo, behlubuka ngapha nangapha, kuhle ngikhuluma iqiniso ngisepulpiti, bebelokhu bebambene kwaze kwaba sigcineni.
And they were one. And they stood together right till the end. It's good that I speak the truth from the pulpit. Now, Reverend Stegan would tell us that in their family home, the two of them would be in the same room. They shared the same bedroom.
UNkulunkulu ke yena Isaiah 55 verse 8 uthi indlela sikaNkulunkulu ayifani nezethu nemicabo yethu ayifani yethu indlela kaNkulunkulu siphakeme.
Now in Isaiah 55 from verse 8 we read that God's ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. His thoughts are much higher and his ways are much higher than ours.
Ubani ukuthi obazi ukuthi bona emndenini abakwabo obaba bobathathu bangahamba enyangane eyodwa uSeptember ubani obazi.
Who would ever have thought and imagined that something like this would happen, that from the same family, three brothers would pass into eternity in the same month, in the month of September? Who could ever imagine that some of the, or they would never be there at the funeral of the other one? But we say God doesn't make a mistake. God is God. He does what he wants to do, and he came and he fetched them at this time. In the month of September, that they would all pass into eternity, here is Uncle Heino's body, his brother's body is in the mortuary, and who could ever imagine something like that?
Ngakho ke bazalwane ngithi asiqine sigcile enkosini singanyakaziswa lutho.
Brethren, may we be strong and firm in the Lord and immovable in God.
Alike nalodwa uba mfundisi okasithuma nezisebenzi ukuthi ake niyoluleka umfo wethu usedukile usephambukile usemelene nomsebenzi wenkosi. Kodwa kuze kwaba sekugcineni lokhu bebambisene bezwana kuze besigcineni kube isifundo kuthina lokho.
Not once did Reverend Stegan have to send us and say, go and speak to my brother. He's gone off the rails. He's confused. He's now going against God's work. No, right till the end, they were one and they stood together through thick and thin right till the end.
Noma segula futhi thina isebenzi sahamba nabanye.
And when he would be ill, we as co-workers would go and visit him at Mtunzini and we'd be welcomed and well received.
And
on his birthday, we were invited and four of us went there.
And
right there, on the birthday, when he said, take me quickly now, and he saw already at that time that the chariot had come to fetch him. He knew that his time was short. His time to go had come.
Mabebuza, Papa, Baba, sokuthengelani isipho sakho mase kufika lolo suku.
They asked him, they said, Papa, what should we buy for you for your birthday? And he said, buy me a coffin.
And
so he knew that God was coming to fetch him. He was prepared for that, and that comforts us as a congregation that we know he was ready.
Thank you very much to Abdube.
We've walked a long way with the Dube family, and we're so thankful that they can even be with us. Even these days, I remember their mother.
Kulezi insuku ngizengakhumbula uKhulu Dube.
She was so precious to us, and a woman of God. Many times I asked myself, what made Reverend Stegen and my father and their family to look for a deeper life with God?
Because
we've seen so many people going astray and finding that there are other things more important to them than the Lord walk with God. When Papa and them were young, they said in their parents' house, they were having dances and having parties on the weekends. But then when Lord God came down and revealed a life-changing way for them, they took hold of it and they didn't let that bit by baton fall.
Kodwa bafakaza ukuthi lapho uNkulunkulu ehla ebakhombisa indlela babambelela kuyo abazange baphinde babheke emuva.
And that life was so evident in their lives that it caught us with it and made us to long for that life that they had.
Leyo mpilo yagama yabonala kakhulu ukubona kanguthi yaze yathatha nathi safisa ukuthi siphile le mpilo abayiphilayo bona.
Until the mission was started here in 1970. This was a forest here.
Kwasekufanele leso sikhathi la kuqala le mission kule ndawo ngo 1970 ekwakade kuyihlathi ngaphambi kwalokho.
And we thank the Lord for the work, His work, that we can be privileged to be part of.
And
it's wonderful to be part of it.
Futhi kuyisimanga kumnandi ukuba ingxenye yalomsebenzi.
And then when the revival started, Papa had a farm near to Sandspruit, and God started working there. And one of the first people to come to be saved was a witch. And then when the great Christians that were working on the farm with Papa, they started and they said, but who's going to take the service for us? Who's going to preach to us? They said, well, you've got to do it. He said, I'm not a preacher. I haven't. How will I preach? And on top of that, in Zulu.
And then
he said, So he took his Zulu Bible and he started reading Zulu to patch up and to get his Zulu language to an acceptable level.
Why say kala basemthunzini thathi iBhayibheli lesiZulu funda lona ukuze azijwayeze ulimi lesiZulu athuthukise indlela ebelazi ngayo.
Until we came, that happened shortly after 1966, and then in 1970, beginning of 1971, we went to Mthunzini.
Kwakusese Sanskrit lapho ngezo 1966, kwalini kwanyaka 1971, sasesihamba ke sithola iplazi leli lisemthunzini.
So now we'll give an opportunity so that the Mthunzini choir can sing for us.
So nikezela manje leli thuba kwikhwaya lasemthunzini ukuba lisicule.
Jesus.
Siyabonga.
Thank you very much.
Sometimes for many days in a week, Papa would go out to services all over the show.
Kaningi insweni evikini uba wasemthunzini behamba ethatha inkonzo eindawo ngeindawo.
Aunt Ines, for many years, went together with him.
Unnesi imnyaka eminingi ehamba naye ubaba.
We'd like to give her an opportunity now to say something.
Sandukuba manje sineze lelithuba kuyena unnesi kuba kube khona akubika.
Ngibingelela abantwana basendlunkulu.
I greet the members of the royal family.
Abantwana bakaphinda ngene.
The members of the Buthelezi family. And the whole congregation. Thank you for the opportunity. I don't know if I will be able to express what I want to say concerning Uncle Heino. I've been with him and going with him for many years. And on a daily basis, I would accompany him.
Ubaba ube nezinto eziningi ezingihlaba umxhwele ngaye.
There are many things in Uncle Heino's life that were really amazing to me.
Bekuyindoda engenaluvalo.
He was a fearless man. He knew no fear.
One day we were going to hold a service
and was to a place that we had often gone to, and on the way he stopped and he said, "Who of you has a pen?"
And
he said he wants to calculate the distance if one would go the one route or the other route.
I
said, "Well, we have been going to this place for years, and now today Uncle Heino wants to calculate the distance." So then we came back. We didn't come back on the same route. And one place, we had to go beneath a railway bridge. And it was a long distance. It was probably about 50 meters that you had to go under this bridge. And on the way back, I saw two young men on the top of the bridge. And I didn't really suspect anything, so we went and we came back. When we arrived back home, there were brethren who called us and said, "How are you? Did you go well? Did you arrive safely?" And they said there were people, young men who had asked, "Which way did you, your pastor, drive today?" And no, then we responded, "No, everything went well, no problem." And they And then they asked, now, that vehicle that you were going with, what happened to it? Because there were some that were targeting that vehicle. They wanted to get hold of that vehicle. And the next time we went back there, And then we traveled the same route that we did the last time, which we had traveled for the first time.
And the
vehicle that we had used, that had been sold, and so I thought we won't go back to the same place. But he said, no, let's go there.
Uma sibuya kunendawo ibrinjanyana edlula imoto eyodwa le ndawo iyijika bese siyakhuphuka.
And on the way back there was a road, a place where it's a narrow bridge where only one vehicle can pass through on a time, and then there are a number of curves and you've got to go up.
And
I just felt on my heart I needed to pray. I closed my eyes and I prayed. But I didn't tell Uncle Heino. And
then he
said, did you see those men that pointed guns at us? I said, no, I didn't see them. He said, there they are, they're running away. He said he wanted to stop the car and charge them with a vehicle. But they ran away, they got away. And the next Tuesday, we went back in the same direction. On that day,
ahambi sabantu siseleke nabanye la. Uma sebuya nazi insizwe embili zimisa.
Some of us remained. He was taking people away, giving them some lifts, and then on the way back, there were two young men that flagged him down. And we saw these young men and we didn't think, well, is there anything amiss? We didn't think that they may be criminals. And Uncle Heino stopped. And they took out guns and they tried to shoot him. And no bullets came forth from the barrel. And the other one grabbed the gun from him, from the other one, and said, hey, give me that gun, you shoot. And he also took the gun, and he tried to fire with it, and there was nothing. And Uncle Heino took off.
Manje begune nabantwana abancane ebese emontweni ngemuva.
In the back of the vehicle, in the pickup, there were younger children. And he wanted to offload them so that they wouldn't be in danger, and then he wanted to charge them again with the vehicle and show them something. And he told me that, and I said, Uncle Heino, well, they're right on top already. They're going down on the other side. I don't think that's going to work. Let's just rather leave them and let's go home.
And it
wasn't long after that, and one of those young men who was involved in that, trying to kill him, got very sick and then called for Uncle Heino to please come and pray for him.
Ubaba waya futhi khona ekhaya kubo.
And Uncle Heine went to the home.
Uma efika lensizwa igula kakhulu ngengculaza.
When he got there, that young man had contracted AIDS and was very sick.
Yafike yaxolisa.
And he apologized. The young man apologized.
Yavuma ama izono zayo yaxolisa ukuthi ngiyaxolisa baba. Besizama ukudubula ngoba imoto bese siyidayisile kodwa manje singakutholi.
And they said, Uncle Heino, he said, Uncle Heino, I want to apologize. We tried to shoot you. And we actually wanted to get a hold of that car, but now you had got rid of it, you had sold it, but we still decided we want to shoot you.
Ubaba wayixolela lensizwa.
And Uncle Heino freely forgave him.
Ngelinye ilanga futhi nje kuzo lezi insuku ke manje lezi ze zokuvimba imigwaqo abantu befuna amanzi ekhanseleni nakini nihambe emgwaqeni benivimbe befuna amanzi ungazi ukuthi uzowathatha phi.
And then now more recently when these service delivery strikes started where people are protesting that they're not getting water from the municipality and they would block the roads, and then you get there, and then they want water from you. Where are you going to get water from to give to them? I don't know.
Abazalwane basishayela ucingo ukuthi sicela ningezi namhlanje imigwaqo ivaliwe, ningase nibe nengozi ukuthi banilimaze, ngoba bekungahambi lutho bevimbile.
And then one day they would phone us and say, please don't come today because the roads are blocked, there are protesters, and your vehicle or you may be in danger if you travel on that route. No other vehicles are using that road.
I see no driver kababa undodana kababa masizwa leyo ndaba eyi kusho ukuthi asizokuhamba ngicela usukume baba kakhali bekubona.
Uncle Freetold, and he would be the driver for Uncle Heino, and then he would think, well, you know, if that's what they're saying, then we probably won't be going. And we all agreed, yeah, you know, it's not a good idea to go today. And then I reported to Uncle Heino. I said, Uncle Heino, I don't think we should go today. They have told us the roads are blocked, the protesters, and we won't be able to go. And Uncle Heino said, well, let's go in any case, and we'll see there how it's going. And we thought, my, under such circumstances, should we really go? Isn't it risky? And then we said, well, let's go with him.
And
we went on that route, and on that day, there were many children who wanted to go with, that were waiting next to the road to attend the service, and more than usual.
Sahamba sibona ngalutho ngomusa kaNkulunkulu sangabona nalapha bekuvalwe khona kodwa sahamba.
And by God's grace we got there where they said the protest was. We didn't see anything, the road was clear, and we could go through.
Ngaze ngathi ey ubaba leli gama bamqamba lona ukuthi umashaya indlondlo ukuthi ushaya indlondlo ushaya uSathane omkhulu.
And I thought, well, his nickname, Mashain Dronjo, that would mean like you're really striking at Satan and defeating him. I said, well, that's a fitting nickname for him. Now, just to cut it short because of time. I came to Mthunzini where the Lord had called him to be.
Noma bekunzima kimi kodwa
And also where he called me, and although it was difficult, I was there.
Manje ke ngelinye ilanga nje inkosi yakhuluma nami ukuthi angitshele abasebenzi ukuthi asihlonipheni ubaba wasemthunzini ngoba uNkulunkulu uyamthanda ngoba njengobaba umfundisi benza umsebenzi owehlukene ubaba usiza abengculaza abathatha abageze abayise kuNkulunkulu.
And I felt on my heart one day to speak to all the other workers there, and I said to them, we need to respect and honor Uncle Heino, because he is like Reverend Stegan here. Although they're doing different work and they've got different ministries, but we need to honor him. I didn't know how he was assisting, and that he was assisting many who had grown very sick because of AIDS or HIV, being HIV positive, and then he would put them in his own vehicle, bring them here to the mission for help.
Ubenga sabi, ubenga nyanyi. Wafika nomunye ngelinye ilanga kade bekwelinye igatsha. Bafika nomunye ovuvukela isandla. Sesiqunqile sesimnyama sibolile ngalendlela.
And Uncle Heino didn't have fear concerning that. He wasn't somebody who was really somebody who was finicky or had fear concerning that kind of thing. One day, I remember somebody from a different branch brought somebody whose arm was very swollen and in fact had turned black and the flesh had become putrid.
Bangena noma bapheti bagete namanzi afutumele nezinto zakwa first aid. Bafika bazenzela bona ubaba bemsiza yena.
And then Uncle Heino came in with his wife, and they took hot water, and Uncle Heino himself personally washed that arm.
Kwabhubuka kwanuka indlu yonke. Kodwa ubaba akadikibalanga waqhubeka emgeza. Wathi mama shintsha amanzi.
Bubuka, is that a smell?
Smelling.
Yeah. The whole room was, the odor was just terrible. One could almost not bear it, but he continued with that and washed the person, washed the wound.
Wathuma yena ubaba kaline lo ophethe uhlelo ukuthi amse sibhedlela ngakusasa.
And then he sent Dieter to take the person to the hospital the next day.
Bafike bamhlinza banquma umunwe lapha phansi. Wasinda waphila wasebenza khona ekhaya.
And that person was operated on, they amputated a finger, and the person got well and could continue working.
Ubaba ngizomkhumbula nami ngento eyodwa. Umuma uza kuyena uzolungisa amaphutha uvuma izono zakho.
And I remember Reverend Uncle Heino for one thing, and that is that whenever you would come to him and you would come for counseling, you would confess your sin, and then he would say to you, obey God. That was the one point he always emphasized, be obedient. Thank you very much. There's so much that we've learned from him. He was a God-fearing man. And if there was something that you came and you said there was something that that there was a problem somewhere, he would listen to what you said, you would be quiet and then you would apologize. And that's why the choir sang this song, asking the question, who are those up in glory? And then the answer, they are those who washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, who gave their bodies even as a sacrifice.
Ubaba wesinskati bemtshontshela nje izinto zakhe.
Sometimes people would steal things of Uncle Hino.
Athaya kulutho ngizothola okuningi ezulwini.
And you'd say, that doesn't matter. Let them take it. I'll get much more in heaven.
Umekuboleka imali usumkhokhela thawu. Usungqabela manje ukuthi ngingatholi imali yami ezulwini ngoba mina bengizoyithola ezulwini.
Sometimes you'd borrow money from him and then when you come and you repay, he said, oh, now you're robbing me of my heavenly reward. Thank you. I apologize for taking up so much time. I could say much more, but thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Auntie Ness.
Asibonge, Auntie Noma Ness.
When Mama was still healthy enough,
lapho mama wami esayiphilela,
it was many years that she went with Papa to every service.
Isikhathi esiningi ube usizo ehamba no baba kuzona zonke inkonzo baba ayezenza.
To how many funerals Papa went, I can't count.
Angwazi mina ukubala ukuthi baba wahambela imncwabo emingaki yabantu.
Many funerals I went with him as well.
Nami qobo lwami imncwabo eminingi engayihamba no baba wami.
We've got another hymn here, O Jesus, I have promised.
Sineculo lapha elithi O Nkosi Jesu.
Thank you. I think this was Papa's life.
Ngicabanga ukuthi le bekuyimpilo kababa.
May it be ours as well.
Kwangathi kungaba impilo yethu nathi.
We'll give the family opportunity to say something, Mario.
So nikeza lelithuba emndenini kuba kube khona abakushoyo.
So glad to see so many of us here.
Ngiyathokoza kakhulu kuba ngibona ukuthi sibaningi kangaka.
When I was asked to say something, I said no, I can't.
Lapho ngiceli ukuba ngikhulume ngisho ukuthize, anqaba ngathi hayi ngeke ngikwazi.
I've cried so many tears. I thought I won't manage.
Bese ngikhale inyembezi eyiningi ethi angiboni ukuthi ngizokwazi.
But thank you, let's try.
Kodwa ake
sizame. About 3 weeks ago, Papa was very ill.
Phambi kwamasonto amathathu, ubaba wayegula ngenye indlela.
And then the last 2 weeks, he seemed to be improving, not needing anybody to aid him during the night. And we thought, wow, he's getting back onto his legs now.
Kanti kulama sonto amabili edlule, wayesengcono kakhulu engadinga umuntu ozomsiza ebusuku. Sabona nje hayi kusho ukuthi uyalulama manje.
Not knowing that it would be even closer, the death would be even closer.
Singazi, singazeleli lutho ukuthi kanti sekuseduze ukuba uNkulunkulu amthathe.
When I looked at him this morning, when they opened the coffin,
lapho ngimbheke ekseni bevula ibhokisi,
my tears were wiped away.
Zasulega inyembezi zami.
I said, he's not there, that's just his body there.
Ngathi hayi akuse yena lo, idokotho lakhe nje umzimba wakhe kuphela.
For quite a while now he's been He's had to be assisted.
Kwisikhashanyana manje ubedinga ukusizwa.
So I'd like to say thank you to Agnes, Gugu, Mapezi, siyabonga kakhulu ngendlela ekade nimphatha ubaba, ngendlela ekade nimgada, ngendlela ekade nilungisa ikamelo lakhe, ngendlela kade wasijabulisa ngenye indlela.
So to those people mentioned, I want to say special word of thanks for the way in which you took care of Uncle Heino and looked after him, cleaned his room, made sure everything was in good condition. Thank you so much for all that which you did.
And thank you again to Aunt Nancy.
Phinde ngibonge futhi nakuyena Aunt Nancy.
Mkhulu umsebenzi kathi uwenzile iminyaka eminingi. Sibonga kakhulu.
You did a great work and a task in these last years. Thank you so much.
Ngijabule ukuthi nabanye abasebenzi zethu bafikile. Sijabulile kakhulu ukuthi nifika.
And thank you so much. Many of our workers have come to be with us. Thank you so much.
Anoqonda lokho ukuthi imsebenzi yenu isebenzele izulu ubaba wathola amandla okuqhuba ivangeli ngenxa umsebenzi enu enikwenzile si bengifisa ukuntshena lokhu ukuthi benisebenzele uNkulunkulu uma nisebenzela thina nithembeka emsebenzini benisebenzela uNkulunkulu.
And I want to say, in fact, to our workers, that by your working for us and being faithful in your work, you really assisted Uncle Heino to fulfill his calling to work for heaven. So indirectly, you too were working for heaven and for God.
And then thank you, Dieter.
Yabonga, Dieter.
Thank you, Jeanette. Thank you, Pierre.
Pierre.
Jeanette. For what you meant to poor Papa and the way you look after him. When the sun went down and we went to bed, you still... You know what you did for him.
Ebeni mnakekela ubaba, ebeni yikho kuye, lapho ilanga lishona, abanye bethu siyolala, kodwa nina, niyazi ukuthi beqhubeka ngamsebenzi muni lokhu namenzela kona ubaba.
The Lord will still richly bless you for it.
Nkulunkulu yena ozomvuza ngalokho engwenzile.
And even Linnell and Natasha and Lainey.
Nalabo futhi.
Thank you very much.
Ngiyabonga.
Thank you, Romy, for carrying on the work, even though it was difficult. You did so much. Thank you, Frank, for keeping the lights on.
No, Romy, no, Frank. Nalapho bekunzima kodwa ke inina bensiza ukuthi kuqhubeke kukhanye.
Thank you, Freetold, for always going with Papa.
Yabonga, Freetold. Njalo kumphelezele ubaba.
Thank you, Detlef, especially for the spiritual help which you have been over these years and even for Papa.
No, Detlef, siyabonga kakhulu mfethu ngosizo obuyilona kakhulukazi ngokomoya ngithina njengomndeni ishina kuye ubaba futhi.
Thank you, Margaret, for what you meant for us as well, all the visits.
No, Margaret,
what you meant for Papa.
Lokho obuyikho kuthina nazo zonke iy'khathi kufika usivakashela nokuvakashela ubaba siyabonga.
What a privilege for us to have three of our brothers and sisters at the mission. It is such a great privilege for us.
Kuyinhlanhla enkulu kuthina njengomndeni ukuba sibe nabathathu abangabafowethu noma odadewethu abala emsebenzini wenkosi.
How do you summarize a life of 95 years in a few minutes? So difficult.
Ufinqa kanjani ukuchaza ngempilo yeminyaka engamashumi ayishiya ngalolunye ngeminyaka emihlanu kodwa ngemzuzwana nje udinga ukuthi uqoqe leyo mpilo.
We grew up in the Dalton area and we had so many friends. We had, when we could visit the Myers and the Clips and the Klingenbergs and Mpolweni and Mbalane, wonderful memories.
Sakhulela endaweni yase Dalton, sinezihlobo eziningi kule ndawo nemindeni besikwazile ukuthi sivakashele endaweni ezahlukeneyo. Bekumnandi sinesikhumbulo okuningi okuhle kwaleyo mnyaka.
What I remember is we loved everybody. And I think it was because Our parents never spoke an evil word or a bad word about our relatives or our neighbors. And that's why I say we as children, we just love everybody. Now, Papa had three small farms when he was still staying in Dalton. So in the morning he was running from one to the next, and he had the school children, and Mama couldn't drive, so Papa had to drive her to do the shopping. So how he got round to everything, I don't know.
Dalton, ubaba wayenamaplazi amathathu kodwa amancanyana amaplazi njalo besuka kuleli plaza ayekulelo bese ke nathi njengengane besidinga ukuthi siyiswe esikoleni nokuya esitolo umama bengashayeli bekudinga ukuthi ayenasesitolo angazi ukuthi sakwazi ukuthi sifinyelele kukho konke kanjani kuleya mnyaka.
But what's important is he still found time for God's work. And the amazing thing is, where God was working, Papa always went and was part of that work.
Kodwa okumqoka ngaphezu kwakho konke, wayekwazi ukuthi athole isikhathi nethuba maqondana nomsebenzi kaNkulunkulu. Lapho uNkulunkulu wayesebenza khona, ubaba wayefisa ukuba khona futhi abe ingxenye yalokho.
As Sunspruit was a special place for us, till today it has a special place, that friendship which was built up, Tante Inga and the children.
As Sunspruit, kaJustine, uMama uInga, nabanye lobu budlelwane bekumnandi futhi bekusekela kakhulu.
I remember even the species. What a close fellowship we had with the Species family. Maybe I must tell you how the Species, how it started.
Nomdeni wa ngasibisi bese nobudlelwano obuseduze kanye nabo. Ake ngixoxele kancane ukuthi lobo budlelwano buqale kanjani.
Mrs. Species was very ill. He could hardly keep anything down. As soon as he tried to eat something, it always came up. And his niece said to him, "Baba, go to Mfundisi Steng." And
ubaba usibisi, ubaba umdala wakasibisi, wayegula kakhulu kangangokuba wahluleka ukuthi mayedlile ukuthize kuhlalisa iswini. Omunye isihlobo sakhe wayesethi yana kumfundisi ukuba akusize ku-Uncle Hino.
And Papa had a simple gospel message: just make peace with God and we'll pray for you.
Ubaba wasemthunzini wayenombiko nje olula kakhulu bengelukhuni wathi lungisa indaba yakho noNkulunkulu bese ke sikhulekele.
He did that. And then Mama came with tea and biscuits.
Uma wami wayeseqhamuka ephethe tea nama biscuit.
Now any doctor would tell you the Romany creams are not the biscuits to eat after you've haven't had anything in your stomach for months or maybe for years.
Manje ngisho noma umubani ungudokotela bezokutshela ukuthi akusiyona into mhlawumbe esile ukuthi ungadla amabhiskwiti ama-Romany creams ngaleso sikhathi ungakwazi ukuthi ube kuthola ozokuhlala esiswini sakho. Hayi, akuyona into ekahle mhlawumbe ungayidla ngaleso sikhathi.
But Mr. Species, being a true Zulu gentleman, he said, I will accept what is laid in front of me. And he dared to eat a biscuit.
Kodwa ubaba uSibisi ngoba yena ungubaba woqobo ohloniphekile kunomzane wayesithi hayi ake ngidle angifuni baphoxa laba bantu wayedla ke ibiscuit.
And that is when the miracle started.
Kwaqala ke isimanga sikaNkulunkulu.
He went back home and he said, my wife, can you believe it?
Wabuyela ekhaya wathi mama wami ngeke ukholwe le ndaba.
In the house, I had to eat it, and it didn't come up. Please prepare some food for me here at home, once he had got home.
I said, figure kai, what I, ni figure lapa, gaza, kwange zegi luto, mtelung lungsele luguja.
And that's how a close friendship built up over the years, that eventually the people of the area said, we don't want gospel so and so, we want species gospel.
And kwase kwaqala ke ubudlelwane phakathi kwethu phakathi kwale mdeni embili nabanye endaweni base bathi ayi asifuni amanye amavangeli sifuna le livangeli uSibisi atholini.
Years later, Papa felt he should buy the farm at in Tunzini, and then we sold the farms in the Dalton area.
And now
here was the one German amongst all these Englishmen who had fought the Germans in the Second World War. One of our neighbors, if my memory serves me correct, was actually shot down in the plane and broken his back. And that was going to be our neighbor. And we thought, oh my. And Papa said he was hesitant. How will these Englishmen accept him in the community?
Manje sisuke eDaltoni kwindawo egcwele amaJalmani sesiya lapha eMthunzini indawo egcwele amaNgisi abalibe bangamaNgisi. Ay, asazi ukuthi bazosimukela kanjani ngoba kade belo namaJalmani impini yesibili yomhlaba.
And on the contrary, we were accepted with open arms.
Kodwa ke noma bekunjalo kodwa basamukela ngezandla ezifudumele.
The Balkans, the lorries, the hoppies, the grooms, the saints, the knells, they made us feel at home.
Yonke leyo mdini seyibizile basenze ukuba sizwele sisekhaya.
May I just say God will bless you for it.
Ngathi nje uNkulunkulu ngathi anganibusisela, anganibusisa ngalokho.
One of the first people Papa said he met on the farm was a black man, and he said when he arrived at Tunzini, he says, do you know the gospel?
Manje ubaba efika nje eplazini wahlangana nomunye onsundu eplazini wambuza ukuthi usiwahlangana nevangeli yini.
And this man said, had a few words, he says, but now you can bring the gospel to us. And behold, this man's son, Mkhwanazi's son, became a dear Christian who was with us for many a year before he tragically passed away.
Indodana yalo baba uMkhwanazi waphenduka waba kanye nathi waba umzalwane iminyaka eminingi kwaze kwafika lapho ngeshwa wadlula khona emhlabeni ngengozi.
There was an old man, on our neighbor's farm.
Kona omunye ubaba omdala eplazini lomakhelwane.
I think through drinking and living in a bad life, his body had just shrunk up, and his arms were like wooden. Yeah, can I just say like wooden sticks?
Manje lo baba ngenxa yempilo kade ayiphila ngokuphuza nangokuphila impilo eyonakele, umzimba wakhe wawusushabene kube ngathi izandla zakhe zigoqene engakwazi ukwenza lutho.
And Papa went to him and gave him an opportunity to make restitution with God and prayed for him.
Ubaba waya khona wathi awuthandi yini ukuthi ulungise indaba yakho noNkulunkulu, wakwazi ukuthi alungise okunye, wakhuleka naye.
And then he left.
Wayesehamba.
That next day they told us that as Papa had left, he had asked one of those people just to straighten his hands.
Ubaba esehambile lapha, lo baba osele wayesecele omunye angisizeke qondiswe izandla zami.
And then he laid those two hands over his chest.
Wayese thatha izandla zombili, wayese beka la esifubeni sakhe.
And that is how he entered eternity.
Wayese vala amehlo wangena engunaphakadeni.
A big smile on his face.
Emomotheka, ehleka kube ngathi uveze ihlathi ngendlela ehleke ngayo.
That poor man didn't even have a coffin to be buried in. They just buried him with a blanket.
Wayenganalo ibhokisi ukuthi angcwatshwe kulona, kodwa bavele babeke ingubo, bamsonge ngengubo, wangcwatshwa ngaleyo ndlela.
And that is the gospel which Papa preached.
Kodwa beke ilona evangeli ubaba belishumayela.
He had a heart for the poorest of the poor.
Wayenenhliziyo maqondana nabantu abampofu.
I'm sorry to take up so much time.
Ngiyaxolisa ukuthi ngithatha ithuba elikhulu kangaka.
He traveled Nongoma. We'll just leave it for me. He traveled Nongoma, Ulundi, Ndundulu, Hlabisa, Ngwavuma, Pongola. In later years, Ntambanana, Mevamhlophe, Ntubatuba, Ngwavuma, Geleza, Ishawi, just a few of the places which he went on a weekly basis, didn't go to the churches, he visited the people in their homes and had meetings in their homes.
Izo zonke lezo indawo ubaba bayahambela iviki neviki, engaye emasontweni kodwa eyamakhaya abantu eba benzela inkonzo emakhaya abo.
And as has been mentioned, in later years when we were grown up, then Mama could accompany him.
Emva kweminyaka sesikhulile thina abantwana, umama wayesemphelezele kulezo indawo.
At one time we had an old pickup which had a special, Papa somehow found out that if you press the button here, it seems to have a bit more power and it starts quicker. You know, the diesel buckies, those first diesel buckies.
Bese ne van endala ngalezo ikhathi, le van ibihlupha kodwa ubaba wayenendlela yakhe ukuthi ma kukhona la ecindizela khona eshaya injini bese beyiduma.
So Papa had trained Mama that as soon as you go uphill, she must press this button, probably giving another 2 or 3 kilowatts. I don't know why, but and excessive smoke coming out the exhaust as well.
Manje uma futhi ucindezela le ndawo ngoba bekuyi diesel elidala le. Uma ucindezela lapha yana kube ngathi ithola amandla amancane ngaphezudlwana. Manje kwezinye indawo bayebikhuphuka khona indlela. Ubaba wayesemfundisile umama sesikhuphuka kanje uyacindezela leyo knobhu ukuze ithole amandla kangconywana bese ke futhi ibishunqa intuthu kakhulu ngemuva futhi ngaleso sikhathi.
I just had to laugh. So you can imagine going up that hill, the one car was going 2 kilometers faster than the other one. And then by the time they'd overtaken, you know, with Mum pressing the button, all the smoke eventually caused the car to slacken off, you know, then you, at least you could overtake, you
know. Nayi leven izama ukuthi isike enye imoto bese ke umama siyaqinizela leya knop ukuze ithole amandla bese ngishuna ithuthu ngaleyo ndlela ukuze le eseceleni ebenithi ayi akekehlisa ijubane ukuze le idlule ngenxa yithuthu ekhona.
When Mama passed away, we thought Papa won't survive.
Lapho uma wami uNkulunkulu emthatha sacaba ukuthi hayi baba ngeke akwazi ukuthi aqhubeke ngeke ahlale isikhathi eside.
But the Lord had worked in his life and he accepted it. For the last 6 years he was on his own.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu usebenzile empilweni yakhe wakumukela kule minyaka esithupha edlule wayeyedwa.
And he didn't complain.
Futhi akazange akhononde.
Yeah. We thank Papa for that wonderful example he set for us.
Sinokubonga okukhulu ngaye ubaba ngesibonelo esihle owayisona kuthini.
Romans 10 speaks of how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news.
Romans
6
verse
10. Oh. Romans 10. I don't know the verse.
Kwaba se Roma kuthiwa zinhle kangakanani izinyawo zalabo abahambisa ivangeli.
For us who decided to come and help on the farm,
ethina ke sabuye sabona ukuthi hayi ake simsize ubaba eplazini.
He allowed us free rein. We could do what we wanted to do. And he just followed behind and said, if you needed a bit of advice, he gave a bit of advice, but we could be free to do what we wanted to. So kind was our Papa.
Why sitetele ukuba sikhululeke ukuba senze ngaleyo ndlela besibona ngayo yena ubesozilandela nje bekwe mhlambe asinikeze igama lokuthi hola ukuthi asiluleke ukuthi ake nenze mhlambe kanje noma kanje kodwa besidedele ukuthi sikhululeke ngalokho ke siyabonga.
His desire was that if we work together on the farm that would we be of one mind and one heart.
Waye nalokhu kufisa ukuthi uma sisebenza naye eplazini sibe nenhliziyo nye sibe nenqondo yini.
And I want to repeat, I say thank you, Dieter, that you came onto the farm, worked diligently that Papa could, so to say, leave the farm work all in your hands.
Futhi ngithanda kumfowethu Dieter ukuthi ufikile eplazini ukuzomsekela ubaba. Lokho kwamkhulula ukuthi akwazi ukusebenzisa isikhathi sakhe ahambise ivangeli angabe namthwalo umsebenzi weplazi.
Lastly, Mama once said to him, just by the way, she said, you know what Papa said to me?
Gele ngokudlula nje sengiphetha umama washo ngelinye ilanga wathi niyazi ukuthi ubaba wenu utheni kumina.
If he arrives in heaven one day and the Lord said, you have failed.
Maye fike ezulwini ngelinye ilanga bese uNkulunkulu emtshela ukuthi hlulekile.
He said, he would say, Lord, at least I tried.
Wathi bezosho ukuthi Nkosi kodwa ngizamile ukusemandleni.
Isn't that a wonderful encouragement for all of us?
Lokho akusiqhuquzini thina sonke na.
Let each one in his little corner do what's in his and her power.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza yilona lo lapho sikhona sikwenze okusemandleni.
Thank you.
Ngiyabonga.
Thank you, Mario.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu baba uMario.
Maye ngubane. Thank you for being here.
Like to welcome Mayor Ngubane for joining us.
Papa was a good farmer.
Baba semthunzini ube umlimi.
And he taught us well.
Wasifundisa kahle.
You know, sometimes I take him on a drive on the farm.
This is cutting hambe na eplazini. Sihamba nje sungeze plus.
No, no, way back, he'd say, Dieter, saw that and that field, I see some weeds there. He didn't want any weeds. He didn't allow any weeds. And now we plant macadamias and we allow all the weeds to grow there.
Kodwa manje sesitshala amanathi macadamia siyadedela ukhula likhulu.
And I'd like to thank the Mthunzini congregation for all that they've done, the effort that they've put in.
Ngithanda ukubonga ibandla laseMthunzini ngakho konke abakwenzile amandla bawafakile.
We cannot forget Uncle Elo's family and what they've done for us and what they mean to us.
Kwazi ukukhohlwa umndeni kababa umfundisi isitekeni walapha ekhaya ngalokho ababeyikho kithina nalokho abasenzele khona futhi.
The last time that Ruth was came to Mthunzini, Ruth says she's so thankful that she could visit Papa.
Ugcina sis Ruth indodakazi kababa evasele Mthunzini wathi ujabula kakhulu ukuthi akwazi ukuvashela ubaba wasemthunzini.
And Papa said, and I'm looking forward to the day that I can visit Itsizabantu again.
Ubaba wasemthunzini wayesemphendula ukuthi nami ngilangazelela
He's visiting today. I think Emmy wants to say something in on behalf of the grandchildren.
And then
the because his amount to choir will sing, and then we will hear God's message to us.
Thank you for this opportunity. Gopapa was the best grandfather anybody could have wished for. On a Saturday afternoon, he would drive us around to see different things. And after that, he'd buy us ice
cream.
But most importantly of all, he always pointed us to God. He told us and showed us how to please God. To give him the honor, see the Lord's hand in everything. He once told Liam, my little boy, he said, the Lord Jesus loves you more than you can ever imagine. And he wants each of us in heaven. He asked me once, what does it mean if your name is in the book of life? It means that every moment you have that connection with Christ.
Why is it? Uchaza ukuthi umzuzu nomzuzwanyana unokuxhumana okuyikho noNkulunkulu.
If you've done something wrong, immediately say to the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry that I've disappointed you.
And
then you make it right with a counselor afterwards. Be obedient, then you can get the kingdom of heaven.
Lalela, ukuze ukwazi ukungena embusweni wezulu.
As has been said, Gopapa lived to get his reward in heaven.
Sekushiwo ukuthi umkhulu ubesebenza sebenzele ukuba athole umqhele wakhe umvuzo wakhe ezulwini.
How will you get your reward in heaven if you are thanked on earth already?
Uzowuthola kanjani umvuzo wakhe ezulwini uma wena wehluleka ula emhlabeni?
But Gopapa also took notice of small details.
Umkhulu wethu ubenaka nezinto ezincanyana.
He would walk around the house and see the flowers that Natasha's arranged.
Ubezokwazi ukuthi ahambe ngisho engadini la ebona ukuthi zihleleke kanjani imbali etshalwe lapha ebaleni.
And he would thank her for making the house so beautiful.
Ambonge futhi lowo owenze indlu ukuba ibukeke ibe yinhle.
Gopapa noticed the people that were pushed aside and he gave special attention to them.
Ubaba umkhulu ubeqaphela kakhulu abantu abayizwela belapha eceleni asondele kubona efuna ukubasiza.
Last Christmas we had a special time together.
Ngokhisimuzi odlule saba nesikhathi esihle ngaleso sikhathi.
He told us, don't complain if there is too much work.
Wathi, ungakhononi uma unomsebenzi omningi.
Because then you will leave like the others did.
Ngoba uzophila nawe njengendlela abanye abaphila ngayo.
Always thank the Lord.
Ngaso sonke isikhathi mbonga uNkulunkulu.
It's only His grace that keeps the work growing.
Yilokho, yilomusa owenza ukuthi umsebenzi uqhubekele phambili.
Not because we are good at something or because we know how.
Hayi ngoba sibahle kokuthile noma sikwazi ukwenza izinto ngandlela thile.
Something that touched me often, or this is what Nidia said.
Unida lakhe akushilo ukuthi mina okungithinta kakhulu ilokhu.
Even as a child, it was the way that Gopapa used to praise and honor Uncle Elo.
Kimina okwangithinta kakhulu kusho Nidia. Indlela ubaba abemhlonipha ngayo futhi emthanda ngayo ubaba umfundisi.
Though he was his younger brother, he saw him as God's anointed.
Noma wayemncane kumfobo omncane kunaye, kodwa wayembona njengenceke kaNkulunkulu egcotshiweyo.
He respected him.
Wayemhlonipha.
And we want to do the same. We want to support Baba Fundisi's family and stand with him in the Lord's work and carry on with him.
Nathi sithanda ukwenza lokho, sithanda ukuba sisekele umndeni kaBaba Mfundisi, sime nawo, sime kanye nawo kuzona zonke izinto.
And Gopapa's fire never went out. He only wanted to preach the gospel.
Umlilo kaMkhulu azange ucime, wayefuna ukuba kwandise ukubhebhethekiswe ivangeli.
Even if his physical strength was waning, he didn't get tired.
Noma kube ngathi amandla ayaphela kodwa nokho azange akhathale.
What busied him was winning souls.
Okwakumqoka kuyena ukuba azuze imphefumulo.
We thankful to our uncles and aunt at Mthunzini.
Sibonga kakhulu komalume bethu no aunt bethu basemthunzini.
It supported Gopapa and his ministry.
Bona bakwazile ukuthi bamxhase basondele bamseke umkhulu wethu ekhangisweni kwevangeli.
They made it possible that Gopapa could be 100% busy with God's work.
Bakwenze kwabamqoko ukuthi umkhulu anganake ezinye izinto eceleni abhekane nevangeli enze lokho uNkulunkulu ambizele khona.
We never saw a desire in Gopapa that he was striving after earthly possessions.
Akaze sibone kumkhulu ukuthi wayelwa elwelwe ikhundla zala emhlabeni.
That was not his aim.
Kwangeyona inhloso yakhe leyo.
Carmen wrote this. She says the evening before Gopapa died.
UCarmen akhe akubhalile ubusuku ngaphambi kokuba umkhulu ashiye emhlabeni.
Uncle Dieter read Psalm 27 to him.
Umkhulu wamfundela ihubo lamashumi amabili nesikhombisa.
And in verse 4 it says, "The one thing I want from God, the thing I seek most of all, is the privilege of meditating in his temple, living in his presence every day of my life, delighting in his incomparable perfection and glory."
Evesini lesine, encwadini yamahubo 27. Kunye ngicelayo, lokho ngiyakudinga, ukuba ngihlale endlini, ngihlale ethempelini lakhe, ngibukele, ngibukele inkazimulo yakhe, njalo njalo.
This verse describes Gopapa's deepest longing and purpose of his life.
Leli verse lichaza ngokusobala inhloso nenjongo kamkhulu ukuthi wayebhekene phokophelele kuphi.
He has attained that what he longed for.
Futhi kube ngathi ukubambile lokho ayekuphokophelele.
To be with his Savior.
Ukuba abe nomsindisi wakhe.
And delight in the indescribable glories of heaven.
Ajabula thokoze kuleyo nkazimulo engenachazwa.
Gopapa would often say,
umkhulu ubejwayele ukuthi,
"The Himmel ist so schön und wunderbar."
Izulu lihle alichazeki.
Wir können es nicht beschreiben.
Asikwazi ukuba sichaze lokho sikubhale ngendlela engachazeka.
That is what Gopapa desired, and may each of us strive to get there. Ilo
kumkhulu abekufisa, ekufisela thina sonke ukuthi kungabikho salayo, sonke sifunyane silapho.
Thank you.
Ngiyabonga.
Wonderful to reminisce about Papa and what he meant to us.
Into enkulu kuba no Baba semthunzini ngalendlela beyona nalokho ebeyikho kithi.
He didn't believe in holidays.
Bengakholelwa ukuthi kunezinsuku kuthiwa ama holiday.
He says, if I go on holiday, who will take the services?
Atuma ngihamba ngithi ngizathatha iholiday, ngizathatha ikhefu, ubani ozoqhubeka ashumayele aphathe inkonzo.
Whenever he went to the service, he'd pray with us. And his aim was, and he said, Lord, that we tell the people of the saving grace that our Savior did for us. We'll now give the opportunity for the Kwasizabantu choir to sing for us, and then we will listen to the word of the Lord.
So,
Ikaya aksilo nikaya ami, ikaya aksilo zulwini.
Umdeni ucela basitule amaculo amathathu, lesijalimane, lesingisi nelesizulu, lesijalimane amazwi amahubo, inkosi uJehova ingukhanya kwami namandla ami ngiyosaba bani na. Noma impi vuka eduze kwami ngihlasela ngeke ngibe nalo uvalo ngoba uJehova ukanye nami bese sithi inye into engicelayo ukuba ngihlale endlini kaJehova insuku zonke zokuphila kwami lesingisi lithi bheka nansi inkosi uNkulunkulu uhlezi esihlalweni sobukhosi senkazimulo sithi ungcwele ungcwele uNkulunkulu masimdumise uNkulunkulu namandla onke ngoba uNkulunkulu ungumnini amandla onke asimdumise silethe lonke udumo egameni lakhe ngoba uNkulunkulu ungoqala nokugcina isiphetho nesiqalo ngakho ke masilethe udumo lonke kuyena uNkulunkulu bese sigcina ngelesizulu ikhaya lami elihle alikho lapha.
Family has requested three songs. One of them is a German song, which says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. What shall I fear? He is my refuge in times of trouble. And one thing I have desired of the Lord, that I may dwell in his house forever." And the Zulu song speaks about my home, which isn't here on earth. My home is in heaven, and you are also invited to that wonderful place and the eternal rest and the eternal joy and glory that we will experience if our lives are in accordance to his word.
Thank you.
Mingelela abasebukhosini basendlunkulu.
Greetings to the royal household.
Abantwana bakwaMpindangene.
Family of Prince Buthelezi.
Omeya nabafundisa bakhona.
Meya Ngubane and all the pastors that are here.
Njengoba nizwile kuyintokozo ngithina ukuba nani nokuthi ngikhathalela ukufika ukuba kanye nathi kulolu suku singathi elakhetha uNkulunkulu ukuthi siyomfihla uBaba.
As you've heard, we welcome you. And it's a great joy for us to be with you today in this day that we believe it's been chosen by the Lord that on this day we'll be burying our Father.
Impela udumo lonke malube kuNkulunkulu.
And indeed all the glory and honor must be for the Lord.
Uguti sikupa impilo yomuntu oyinikele onenhliziyo ukuthi ivangeli imvuselelo ifinyelele kumuntu ohluphekile onesidingo.
For the fact that we celebrating a life of a person who wanted nothing else but that the gospel, the revival message, must reach everybody, must reach that poor person who has a need.
Noma abanye bethi bayalphika, noma baphika ivangeli, noma baphika imvuselelo, kodwa nokho namhlanje sifakaza ngomsebenzi kaNkulunkulu ngokusithumela umoya wakhe ukuba phakathi kwethu. Akukho okufana nakho, bangakhuluma abakhulumayo, kodwa wena onoJesu ovumela uJesu asebenze empilweni yakho, ngeke uliphike iqiniso, iqiniso ngeke umelene nalo.
Even though some deny it and go against it, but today we sing the fruits of what God has done through the revival, through the Holy Spirit, through this work. And even if some go against it, but you who know the truth, you who are standing in the right place, you won't deny it and you won't go against it.
Sesiyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi nomntwana wakhe wamgcina noma kuphshikashika asekugcineni umuntu uyazibuza uthi uNkulunkulu ngizofinyelele yini kulo izulu lakho elingcwele, phoke akulungeni sono khona.
And we thank God that he kept his child all this time, even in difficult times where it wasn't easy, and yet the Lord has kept him. And today we ask ourselves the question, will we make it to that heaven that we know that sin and evil does not enter?
Und ich glaube, Linnell war da, vielleicht noch andere. Da hat Papa gesagt, ich dachte, ich konnte so vieles. Und ich dachte, ich kann alles. Aber Gott zeigt mir jetzt, dass ich nichts weiß. Bitte betet, betet, dass Gott mir ein Herz schenkt,
wo er sein Wohlgefallen dran haben kann. It's something special. If you face eternity, then you come to grips with reality. You can talk what you like. You can use your mouth and your lips and your tongue to ignite all types of fires. But if you face reality, well, maybe others don't have that grace that they can prepare themselves and put things right before death. Well, you'll have to face your Creator after death and give an account of every idle word that you have spoken.
Uma usaphila ungakhuluma okuthandayo usho okuthandayo kodwa uma usubhekene nengunaphakade usubhekene nokufa ngqo siyaguquka izinto mhlamba abanye abanawo umusa ukuthi umuntu alungiselele impilo yakhe kodwa siyeze isikhathi lapho uyobhekana nomdali wakho.
So let's pray as we turn to God's word. Lord, we thank you that your word endures from generation to generation.
Siyabonga Nkulunkulu uthi izwi lakho liyaphila kusukela kwizukulwane ngezukulwane.
And you are the same yesterday, today and forever.
Wena Nkosi awuguquki ngofanayo izolo namhlanje nakusasa.
You are the eternal one and hold every life in your hands. And you ask and call the life at any time.
Umi naphakade awuguquki futhi Nkosi uyakubiza ukuphila komuntu nanoma yinini la uthanda khona.
Let these words be blessed that you can achieve in our lives what your goal and purpose is.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba ubusise lamazi ukuze Nkosi ukwazi ukufezekisa lokho kuyinhloso yakho eimpilweni zethu.
Through your grace we pray, Lord Jesus.
Siyacela Nkosi lokhu ngokomusa wakho.
Amen.
Amen.
We've heard so much, but I'll try to be short, and if I take too long, just stand up and tell me that I must stop. In Ephesians 2, from the first verse, and you, he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins.
Uniphilisile nani enanifile ngeziphambeko nangezono zenu.
In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
Inanikade nihamba kuzo ngokwendlela yalelizwe ngokumbusi wamandla omkhathi ongumoya osebenza kubantwana bokungalaleli.
Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others.
Isasikade sihamba phakathi kwabo sonke ezinkanukweni zenyama yethu, senza intando yenyama neyengqondo. Ngemvelo sasingabantwana bolaka njengabo abanye.
But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
Kepha uNkulunkulu ecebile ngesihawu ngenxa yothando lakhe olukhulu asithanda ngalo sesifile ngeziphambeko wenza siphile kanye noKristu kungomusa nisindisiwe.
And raised us up together and made us to sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Wasivusa kanye naye, wasihlalisa kanye naye embusweni wezulu kuKristu Jesu.
That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
Kuze kuthi ezikhathini ezizayo abonakalise ingcebo enkulu yomusa wakhe ngobubele kithina kuKristu Jesu.
Can we ever thank God enough for bringing us the gospel, for making, for saving us out of the death of sin and our trespasses?
Singambonga yini ngokwanele uNkulunkulu ukuba asiphe ivangeli, asiphumuso ngako ukuba sikhulule eziphambekweni nasezonweni zethu na.
Saved from the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
Sisindiswe emandleni omkhathi ongumoya osasebenza kubantwana bokungalaleli.
Have you submitted to the power of light and of life? Have you been saved out of your lost state, out of your murmuring?
Ngabusuzinikelile yini wena emandleni okukhanya, emandleni okuphila? Wasindiswa yini ekukhononeni nasekukhaleni kwakho na?
Or are you still under the power of sin and the prince of the power of the air?
Noma ngabe usesemandleni esono, usengaphansi kwalombusi womkhathi na?
Then there is no heaven waiting for you.
Makunjalo kalikho izulu elikulindele.
Heaven is for those who are under the power of Jesus Christ, alive in him, having been stripped of the earthly, of the natural man, and that we have been clothed with Christ, cleansed through the precious blood of the Lamb.
Ngoba izulu elalabo abasemandleni kaKristu abaphansi kwalowo mandla, labo asebehlubuliwe umuntu wemvelo, umuntu wenyama, bembathiswa okukamoya.
So that he raises us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Ukuba asivuse kanye naye, asithatha sibeke endaweni eziphezulu sibe kanye noKristu.
How wonderful if we are rooted in Christ and we know what we speak about.
Kwesimanga singakanani uma sihleli kuKristu, sigxilile kuKristu futhi sikwazi lokho esikhuluma ngakho.
The huge redwood trees in California are considered the largest things on earth and the tallest trees in the world.
Kunezihlahla ezinkulu ezisezweni laseCalifornia ezaziwa njengezona izihlahla ezikhulu futhi ezinde umhlaba wonke jikelele.
Some of them are 300 feet high and over 2,500 years old.
Ezinye zazo ziphakeme kakhulu futhi neminyaka esezibe khona ngayo miningi kakhulu ngaphezu kweminyaka eyinkulungwane eyimbili namakhulu amahlanu.
One would think that they would have a tremendously deep root system, but actually they have a very shallow system of roots, but they all intertwine.
Mawuzwa konke lokhu ngicabanga ukuthi kushuthi lezi hlahla zineyimpande ezinde ezishone phansi kakhulu kanti empeleni cha akunjalo impande nje ezingagcile kangako kodwa lezi hlahla zihlangene zonke zithumene.
They are locked to each other.
Zihlangene zibophene ndawonye.
When the storms come or the winds blow, the redwoods stand.
Uma kufika imoya kuba nevumvungu lezi hlahla kuthiwa ama redwoods ziyama zinyakaza.
Dietmar read a portion out of Job where he says, I know that my Redeemer liveth. At the end he will stand.
Balumdikma ufunde indaba ethwala kuJobe ethi ngiyazi ukuthi umhlengi wami uyaphila futhi ekugcineni uyakuma.
And everything else will have to crumble.
Konke okunye kuyoshabalala.
Every knee will have to bow, even your stubbornness and your unwillingness will have to bow because Christ stands.
Wonke amadolo oguqa phambi kwakhe, ngisho leyo nkani yakho, lobo bukhuni bakho benhliziyo, konke kuyomele kuphele ngoba wonke amadolo odinga uguqa phambi kwakhe.
They are locked to each other and they don't stand alone.
Izihlahla ukuthiwa zihlangene zixhumene zonke asikho esihamba ngasodwana.
And how wonderful that we can testify to this unity.
Kuyisimanga singakanani ukuthi nathi singafakaza ngalobu bunye.
How we have been assured in the months past that we are not alone. God is with us.
Saqinisekiswa ngesikhathi esidlule mhlawumbe singangenyanga ukuthi asimile sodwa kodwa uNkulunkulu kanye nathi.
And that's why maybe Baba wanted these words to be written up here. Herr, bleibe bei uns.
Mhlawumbe ingakho ubaba umfundisi uSitekeni athanda ukuthi la magama abhalwe phambi kwethu siwabone. Nkosi hlala nathi.
Maybe he knew of the storms that we would be facing.
Mhlawumbe wayazi ngezivunguvungu esizawubhekana nazo.
For all the trees support and protect each other.
Ngoba zonke lezi hlahla zimi ndawonye futhi zibambene.
Many of you maybe have heard of Thomas A. Kempis.
Sambabanye benu senake nezwa ngomuntu okuthiwa uThomas A. Kempis.
He says if Christ is amongst us.
Uthi uThomas lona uma uKristu phakathi kwethu.
Then it is necessary that we sometimes yield up our own opinion for the sake of peace.
Uthi ngakho ke kudingekile ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi sike sidedele ukuloko sibeka ethu imbono njalo kodwa sike sishiye phansi ethu imbono ukuze kube nokuthula.
He says, who is so wise as to have perfect knowledge of all things?
Uthi ubani ohlaniphe ukuthi yena uyoba nolwazi nje lezinto zonke.
Therefore, trust not too much to thine own opinion, but be ready also to hear the opinions of others.
Ngakho ke ungathembeli kakhulu njalo nje kweyakho imbono kodwa ukudedele nembono yabanye.
If you have practiced or exercised yourself in honoring your father and your mother,
uma ukwazile ukuthi umhloniphe ubaba wakho noma wakho,
you will know what we are talking about.
Uyokwazi lokho esikhuluma ngakho.
I thought it's such a practical word for us humans who are so faultless and always see so many faults in the next person.
asengithi izwi mhlawumbe lisifanele kakhulu thina bantu esizibona singenaphutha thina kodwa sibona amaphutha awo wonke umuntu.
The word of the Lord says that love covereth a multitude of sins.
Izwi lenkosi lithi uthando lusibekela inqwaba yezono.
I am tempted to also read a word that we find, or speak on a word that we find in Proverbs
18, verse 1.
It says, he who isolates himself, or maybe separates himself, pursues selfish desires.
Ozahlukanisayo ufuna esakhe isifiso.
In a Good News translation, it also says, he disagrees with what everyone else knows is right.
Kuthwalana uphika konke ukuhlakanipha.
Another version says, he resists all sound advice.
Elinye humusho lithi uphika konke ukwelulekwa okuhle.
Rejects all sound judgments.
Uphika konke ukwahlulela okuyikho.
Quarrels against all sound wisdom.
Uphikisana nako konke ukuhlakanipha.
Then you'll be a tree on its own. And maybe you won't be able to stand once the storms and the winds come. Robert Morrison of China wrote,
Robert Morrison was a China, wabhala lamazwi.
The great fault, I think, in our missions is that no one likes to be second.
Uthi iphutha engilibona kakhulu endaweni zethu zokushumayela ukuthi wonke umuntu ufuna ukuba phambili, akekho ufuna ukulandela.
Yes, we must strive for the goal that is set before us.
Yebo kumele kuba siphikelele ekufinyeleleni kulowo mgomo omisiwe phambi kwethu.
And we need to run to finish the course.
Futhi simele ukuba sigijime ukuze siliqede ibanga lethu.
And this morning, I woke up in the night.
Ebusuku ngaphapha.
And this, I thought, shall I make the text of this sermon? Lord, steer my feet on the paths, or on the path of righteousness. You he made alive.
Uniphilisile nani.
You who were dead in trespasses and sin.
Inanifile ngeziphambeko nangezono zenu.
We lived once according to the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh.
inanikade nihamba kuzo ngokwendlela yalelizwe nangokumbusi wamandla omkhathi.
By nature, children of wrath.
Ngokwemvelo ningabantwana bolaka.
But God, rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Kepha uNkulunkulu ecebile ngesihawu ngenxa yothando lwakhe olukhulu asithanda ngalo. Sesifile ngeziphambeko wenza siphile kanye noKristu ngokomusa sisindisiwe.
So today, the purpose and the goal that God has for your life, don't miss out on that.
Akho namhlanje lo mgomo naloko kuyinjongo kaNkulunkulu ngempilo yakho, qaphelisisi ukuba ungalahlekelwa yilokho.
As Papa and our fathers all often reminded us, live for God, serve him, be obedient to him.
Njengoba baba semthunzini besho njalo, nabanye obaba besikhumbuza njalo ukuthi philelani uNkulunkulu, hlalani kuNkulunkulu nimphilele.
Shall we pray?
Masithandaz.
Lord, we thank you for the truth of your word.
Nkosi, siyakubonga ngeqiniso lezwi lakho.
And we see the results, and we can experience lives transformed by that word.
Siyayibona Nkosi imphumela yakho, ubufakazi bakho. Sibona Nkosi impilo ziguqulwa ngezwi lakho.
We thank you that we can be part of the heavenly throng.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthi singaba ingxenye yalolo qhuqaba lasezulwini.
That wish and that desire, and you commanded us that the gospel should go out to every nation.
Nkosi, kuyisifiso sakho kukuthanda kwakho futhi usiyalile usithumile ukuba ivangeli limele ukuba lihambe izizwe zonke.
How terrible, Lord, if we would fail in that and stand guilty.
Yakuba kubika nganani Nkosi uma sihluleka kulokho sibe abanecala.
Help each one, Lord, who today submits to your call, that we will carry that heavenly calling in faithfulness and truthfulness.
Siza Nkosi lo nalo namhlanje oluvumayo lolubizo lwakho, usize futhi ukuba simthwale ngokwethembeka nangeqiniso.
Not that we have deserved it, but we ask this through your grace, through the working of your mighty power.
Kusi lokhu akusifanele kodwa sicela ngenxa yokwethemba igama lakho nokusebenza kwakho Nkosi ngamandla.
Amen.
Amen.
The curse on earth is that people have different aims.
Isiqalekiso esikhona emhlabeni ukuthi abantu baneinhloso zabo ehlukeneyo.
And differences are more important to them than the true goal.
Umehluko lana lokho abacabangayo babona kumqoka kakhulu kuneqiniso okuyilona lona.
Isn't it time that we put aside our differences and stand together?
Akusona nesikhathi lesukuthi kesibeke emaceleni ukungaboni kwethu ngasolinye
Wasn't the message very clear to us? I want to voice my gratitude and thanks to the mission and to each member of the mission, what they have done for us and what they mean for us. And that we can be here and have the funeral service here and be buried here. What a privilege.
Nokuthi sibe lapha nje. Sibe nenkonzo yomngcwabo la, singcwatshelwe khona la, inhlanhla engakanani yona leyo.
We will hear some announcements and then I'd ask Baba Ngubane to close in prayer.
Sizothola ke izimemezelo ebese ke siphetha ngomthandazo. Kushukuthi sizosuka la siyemathuneni, emathuneni kungala ngezansi kwabangazi. Kunenkundla yokudlalela ingane ngale nje ngezansi kwakhona, ilapho sine indawo yamathuna khona. Sizosuka la siye khona. Siyacela kuyacela futhi ukuthi umndeni uyacela ukuthi ungabekho ozohamba engatholanga okudliwayo. Ngaba kuthi uma ukhona abahambayo bengatholanga okudliwayo. Ihlobo nabasondeleni bonke bomndeni bazoya laphana e-school hall, bese abanye be-dining hall ngala. Silungisele sonke esikhona la kungabekho ozohamba engatholanga.
From here we will go down to the cemetery that's down there at the sport field, just below the sport field, and then after the funeral we wish that everybody will have something to eat. Please don't leave without having something to eat. The family and close friends will invited to the school hall, and the rest will enjoy a meal at the dining hall.
Okunye sithanda ukuthi sikumemezele esenikwazi vele kodwa ke sikugcizelele ukuthi ngesonto elizayo mhla ka 8 sizobe sesinenkonzo ke manje yomngcwabo kababa umfundisi.
And we don't want to forget, next Sunday is Reverend Stegen's funeral.
As
I stand here, I think this hall will be far too small.
First come, first serve.
If you come early, maybe you'll get a seat here. It's first come, first serve, and you'll then see where you find a seat.
Inkonzo izoqala ngehora leshumi.
And that service will also start at 10 o'clock.
Siyamethemba uNkulunkulu ukuthi uyosibusisa nakuleyo nkonzo.
We trust that the Lord will bless us richly. And a blessed time. Don't lose out.
We will.
We will pray then, and then the family will move out first, and then the rest will follow. Shall we pray?
Nkosi Jesu, asazi ukuthi kwabangani ukuba usithole usindise.
Lord, we don't know why you looked down on us and brought us salvation.
Uma sibheka Nkosi ukuthi besingobani thina ukuba sithole lo muso ngaka.
Who were we, Lord, to receive such great grace?
Sasi izinto zomhlaba, gcwele izono, sifanele umlilo.
We were children of the world, bound in our sin and with no hope.
Kodwa wasixosha Nkosi. Ufuna ukuba sihlale nawe ngakwesokunene sakho embusweni wakho.
But you found us, Lord, and you picked us up, and you want us to be part of your kingdom.
Uma sibheka Nkosi besingasho sithi awu thina besiyini Nkosi ukuthi singahlaliswa nawe ehlalweni sakho sobukhosi.
Such grace, Lord, what were we that you should be taking care of us and that you want to be us to become heirs of heaven?
Nkulunkulu siyacela uqede ukuzazi kithi nokuyicabanga ukuthi siyazi kanti asazi lutho.
Lord, make all our wisdom and all our being clever come to naught, and that we become your children.
Sifundise Nkosi ukuthobela intando yakho nokuliphila nokulenza Nkosi izwi lakho njengokuba linjalo.
Teach us, Lord, to obey and to be doers of your commandments.
Qhubeka nathi Nkulunkulu singenze lutho ngaphandle kwakho.
Carry on with us, Lord, because without you we can do nothing.
Siphila ngomusa, siphila ngothando olubonakalisile sonke lesi sikhathi Nkosi. Ingakho namhlanje sinale nkonzo yomntwana wakho ophilile omgcinile kwaze kwaba lesi sikhathi Nkosi okudlula kwakhe emhlabeni.
Lord, we live by grace and we're picked up by your love. And you carried your child to this very hour.
Sicela Nkosi ube nathi saqhubekela phambili. Nakule nkonzo yokugcina Nkulunkulu ibe isibusiso. Nkulunkulu ukukhazimulisa igama lakho.
Lord, please carry on with us even on this last journey that we go to now and glorify your name.
Futhi Nkosi sicela ukuthi kulosa abhajiwe ezonweni zakhe. Ngokuhamba kwenceku yakho Nkulunkulu akube ukuphuma kwakhe Nkulunkulu ethuneni lezono.
Lord, and we pray for that soul that is still stuck in its sin. Oh Lord, may he find that person find grace and find you and get salvation.
Sicela Nkosi ukuthi umusa wakho nothando lwakho lusiphelekezele ngenxa kaJesu Inkosi yethu.
May your grace and your love accompany us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.